This is KRA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Every year, more than 600 refugee students are enrolled in Dallas schools. Many of them live in the Vickery Meadow neighborhood in Northeast Dallas. Monday morning, on the first day of class, some of the parents learned how to walk their kids to the bus stop or to school. Outside the Ivy Apartments are dozens of families who came as refugees from Burma, Bhutan, Iraq, and Ethiopia. Some parents are walking their kids to the first day of school. They have some help from staff and volunteers with the International Rescue Committee, like Toby Bay, who came 8 years ago as an ethnic Karen refugee from Burma. He remembers what the first day of school was like for his two kids.
We don't know what to do, so this is our first day. We are worried about our kid. We are worried about ourselves.
Now Toby's helping translate for parents like Tida Mo, who arrived from Burma with her two sons and daughter in February. They grew up in refugee camps. She says they couldn't do this alone.
I'm helping because they have a chance to go to school and they will learn. They can speak English.
For some of these refugee kids, it's their first time to board a school bus or attend school in a building. Some come with minimal education. That's why it's crucial to show them and their parents the safest and best way to get to school.
We just want to make sure they're using the crosswalks, they're walking on sidewalks, they're not taking any shortcuts or walking in the middle of the road.
Daley Ryan, a case manager with the IRC, says the entire community gets involved.
Now when we come, we see other families who are helping their family members and helping their neighbors to show them how to do it. So if we can show a family how to do it the first time, then there's kind of a domino effect where the community is all helping each other and makes it a lot easier on everybody.
As the kids are dropped off, Tita Mo's youngest son gets a little teary-eyed. Some first day of school experiences are universal.
Are you ready?
Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Come on in here. We're going to put your backpack on.